This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're covering everything that's happening in Houston right now. A lot of parallels to, what could have happened on the night of February 12, 2017, in the San Joaquin, well, the northern, not the San Joaquin, but the Sacramento Valley, northern Sacramento Valley, and the inundation zone that could have been created with a tidal wave of events, actually, from the Oroville Dam that almost, well, it almost broke. And with us right now is Scott Cahill, who's going to be talking to us about that in a second. But also want to bring your attention to some fabulous articles that we have posted up that we wrote overnight and put on the website. You want to check them out. But certainly the information that's out there right now, breaking story about the Bundys and the Bundy Ranch incident, and the connect the dots that we've been doing with the Malheur and also the Bundy Ranch and Rory Reed and Harry Reid, Uranium One, Bill Clinton, Robert Mueller, Uranium One, hello. We're connecting dots all over the place, and there's some fabulous information there for you on Agenda 21 Radio. All right, so with us right now is Scott Cahill, and Scott Cahill, a noted dam expert, been out here, visited with me. He and his lovely wife, Lisa, had the conference, the Liberty Tour number 6. We went and visited the dam. And, of course, the takeaway at the time, Scott, I recall, we were very concerned about the so-called green spot, which is kind of interesting because since you were here, the people have come out from the Department of Water Resources and had a number. Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Just as we start to go on air, this just happened the last time we had the last hour. I just love it when a plan comes together. We get cut off. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't want Scott to be on the show. That's the only thing I could think of. Anyway, so anyway, we had we went up to the dam, and we were very concerned about the green spot that was that had developed there, and of course, a whole bunch of other things that we investigated. And Scott had full rein to the dam, which was kind of interesting. They allowed us to take a well, I guess you can say a complete tour of the from the bottom to the top, and that sort of thing. It was very, very odd that day when we went up there, but we accepted it. We took it. We got the pictures and everything else that we needed to kind of understand what was going on. And when we went through this whole thing, the takeaway was is it was a very bad situation with the green spot. Now everybody's saying, oh, it's just, it comes and goes. It's not that big a deal. Well, it is a big deal on an earthen dam. Anytime you have a green spot. And so that was the big concern. Anyway, we're having a little bit of trouble connecting with Scott, so we're going to see if we can't connect with him sometime during in the next several minutes. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and continue with what's going on in terms of what is happening in and around Houston, which, of course, is really the place where we have all the trouble that's developing around Hurricane Harvey. Now, this hurricane is basically just spinning. It's sort of caught in the crosshairs, if you will, of various currents, wind currents, and it's not moving anywhere. It's stagnating. So what it's doing, though, is pulling a lot of moisture up out of the Gulf and dumping it in the Houston area. What we're getting right now in terms of reports about what is happening in Houston is that there's a threat of many dams that are going to be overtopping. And once the dams start to overtop, then what will happen probably is a lot of these levees will start to breach. And when that breaches, then there's going to be more water. The water levels will rise dramatically in the Houston area, additional flooding, more people caught in houses. The big fear now is that there are people in the upper levels of the houses, a lot of houses that have not been evacuated, that have been basically caught. And their big concern is that the big concern is how are they going to adapt to that? How are they going to get in there and get those people out now that are, I guess you can say, pretty much stuck right now, but the water level is going to go up. So now the pressure is going to be on getting those people out, and there's going to be more deaths. That's the thing that we heard overnight. There was a family that was evacuating, and when they were evacuating, they're leaving their house legitimately. And I just have shades of this thought when I think back on February the 12th and what happened with this whole situation when we all evacuated out of the inundation zone in Oroville. And what happened was that what could have happened is that cars could have been caught when the water came out of the dam, and it almost did, by the way. We're only just minutes away from the dam actually breaching at the emergency spillway and spilling water down into the inundations on a 30-foot wall of water. Well, what happened in Houston was these people did evacuate, and they got caught in the water, and they drowned a whole family. So that's some of the overnight tragedy, if you will, that's been going on, we've been reporting on. So some people had to make some hard decisions. Let's check on some of the information that we had there from Fox News.
The city of Houston. We just witnessed multiple families and people behind us get rescued from their homes on boats, people coming out with children who did not have jackets or long sleeve shirts on, shivering in the wind. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but I want to bring in Scott. This gentleman says he lives in one of these houses behind us and was just rescued. Scott, what did you just experience in the past hour?
Yeah, in the last hour, the Coast Guard came by in a boat and they said expect another 10 feet of water.
Wow.
And when we heard that, it was game over. We couldn't stay there with under 10 feet of water.
Were you one of the gentlemen or families who was rescued by boat?
Yeah, and my neighbor also had four cats, so I went across and helped her, and she's going to go stay with a friend of mine at his dad's house.
Yeah, we saw some families with children shivering, a lot of dogs, elderly people. Do you know any of these people? Are these your neighbors?
Yeah, yesterday we were the Good Samaritan helping them out when it was more manageable and they were okay. But and helping some dogs get reunited with their owners. But today it's just it's crazy.
And your house is right back here, one of these houses here?
Yeah, my house is on the bayou, and it wasn't a problem until really the bayou started to, the attic dam was released, and that's what really, that was the game changer today.
So where do you go from here, knowing that your house is underwater and you're leaving it?
Luckily, I've got a good friend of mine that's that lives here. I moved here recently, and so his dad has graciously opened up his house. He's going to come pick us up, as well as my neighbor that I didn't even know before really today.
What have your neighbors and friends across Houston been saying in these past couple of days? Who have you been talking to?
Well, I don't think they know really what we've been experienced, because we've been on an island over here. I mean, we had 5 feet of water in the front and the bayou in the back. So the only way to get in and out of here was wading through water. So they were always asking what's going on via text. But then we lost heat and gas today, and we lost the internet and the TV. We didn't have the TV today, so, you know, we had to go.
Is this the first time you've seen flooding of this level, this magnitude?
Yeah, this is crazy. All my neighbors, all their cars are flooded. You can't even see some of the cars now. They're so underwater.
I'm going to stop right there because we're going to come up to a break. And 10 feet of water is what the Coast Guard was telling him this morning. This is just last night when this was shot and put out, but 10 feet of water they're expecting today, in addition to where he's standing right now. That's what goes on in these situations, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see if we can't connect with Scott Cahill again. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're still trying to catch up with Scott Cahill and Connection. You know, he's got storms and everything else going on where he's located. So that may be, in fact, an issue. But anyway, we got a show to do, so we're going to continue on with our show. Couple of really big stories. And we're going to be covering this story now. And again, we're going to go back to the whole thing about the Bundy Ranch incident, and of course the Malheur and the relationship between so many things happening at the Bundy Ranch and the Malheur in the teaching of the Constitution, I might add. I hate it when that happens. I hate it when the Constitution all of a sudden shows up. You know, it's kind of like, you know, those old vampire movies. You know, you show the cross to the vampire and the vampire freaks out. And now what you do is you show the Constitution to your globalist, and the globalist freaks out. Or they murder someone like Lavoie Finicum, or maybe even you, or they arrest you because of how you feel about the Constitution. I look at the Constitution as a holy document, actually. So you might as well put the cross right up there to the globalists, because they hate Christianity as well. Especially Christianity, especially Protestantism and conservative Catholicism. They just hate it. But, you know, that's why it's such an insult and offense to them when the Constitution is brought up. My God, you can't spread the virus. As we saw what happened to Lavoie Finicum. Anyway, recent information coming out in a fantastic interview, I think, corroborates everything that we have been telling you on Agenda 21 Radio for several years now, since 2014, about the Bundy Ranch incident, and especially in the Malheur, and especially the incident in the National Incident Command in Washington, D.C. Happens to be in the White House during the Obama administration. And, of course, during the assassination of Lavoie Finicum in Oregon. Remember that? Yeah. So there's a video out now, and we hearken back to the days of the Bundy Ranch incident and the things that were going on. We dove into the archives of InfoWars, actually, and we pulled up an article about what happened in 2014, the whole incident, and some of the information that was going on about propaganda and information officer, about Senator Reid's involvement in the Nevada land grab. In fact, we might want to listen to that right now.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
David and I.
Jose Hernandez, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I had some questions. I'm with the
Regarding?
I'm with the Alex Jones Show.
Okay.
And we're following the ranching situation up there.
Okay.
But in a related matter, we had come across some research that showed that there was a large solar project up in the area.
Let me back up here before we get into anything. Okay, give us a call, submit your request through our office. You showing up like this, unannounced, we really can't help you. So for any media...
Do you have any kind of a media release about the ranching situation?
No. Give us a call if you want...
Nobody else has asked you about what's going on at the ranch? You're totally unprepared to answer questions about that situation?
I'm going to tell you. Actually, you know what? Let's go outside, because we really haven't talked about
this
anymore. So give us a call. We'll set up whatever you want to help you.
Well, you know, frankly, if you're going to dodge questions like this, I couldn't care less about your propaganda. You know what's going on up there, and you won't talk to people, you don't even have a prepared statement? Shame on you.
Thanks.
You're criminals.
Thanks.
Wow.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Ooh, can't say that.
Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a personal information officer, a police information officer, give us any information. That's his job. The public information officer is supposed to have at least a statement about what's going on here. They won't even give us a statement. They're corrupt. They're probably in this with Harry Reid. That's what we wanted to ask him. That's what he won't answer. But he won't even answer why they're not doing anything to protect the people and the property up there at that ranch.
Well,
David Knight for InfoWars.
David Knight, of course, was confronting the Clark County Sheriff's Office about the land grab. And we just didn't quite get that for the cable. We will definitely get it for the air broadcast. See, this, we're going to go back to 2014 here. So you kind of get, I mean, I know this is 2017. I get it. But now as time moves on, we're getting more and more and more information about the events about the Bundy Ranch and the land grab and the big thing going on. Now, we're going to mention things like Uranium One. Uh-oh. Hillary Clinton. Oh, boy. Bill Clinton. Oh, yeah. And then, well, Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller. What is going on with Robert Mueller? Oh, Robert Mueller. Oh, you know, the special prosecutor who's investigating Donald J. Trump. What is up with that? What is up with that? Donald J. Trump and Robert Mueller. Well, let's see. Oh, that's right. It was James Comey that kind of prompted all that, because it was Donald Trump who fired James Comey. Okay. Now, we've got a videotape that features Lazaro Escanaro and Shauna Cox. Now, Shauna Cox has been on this radio show before. Remember, she was in the truck with Victoria Sharp, Lavoie Finicum, and Ryan Bundy. Remember that? And Lavoie was murdered. And they were shooting the videotape. Shauna was there. We interviewed her on the show with Scott Bennett. And Lazaro Escanaro is featured in this video. And he has got some absolute incredible information. We're going to be breaking it out for you. Probably in the next week and a half. Because it is that absolutely stunning about the facts in which he has dug up. And the connect the dots with so many dots we've already connected for you. There were some cloudy issues about the dots. This is back in, you know, when Lavoie Finicum was murdered. Almost going to come up to 2 years in January. But we were right on then, and especially about Governor Brown. Not Jerry Brown, Oregon Brown. And what was going on between President Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett. And David Axelrod, and the emails that were being exchanged between the governor and her aide, by the way, who we mentioned on air several times, and what was going on with the White House. There's more of these emails now that have surfaced by way of WikiLeaks. And they explicitly detail the murder of Lavoie Finicum by President Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett. Bingo. Which is what we were saying at the time was happening. Because we had emails. We had emails. And they were read to me. And now we have more confirmation about the involvement of President Barack Hussein Obama in the murder of Lavoie Finicum, plus politicians in Oregon. Some of the things mentioned in this, and this is why it's so important, and why I encourage you to watch the video, read the article on Agenda 21 Radio. Some of the things mentioned that will connect dots to you. There's no need for screaming and yelling as I drag you from one dot to the next. You're just going to walk right over to that dot and stand on it. Some of the dots being connected. Lavoie Finicum, Cliven Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, the Bundy Ranch, President Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Bill Clinton, Robert Mueller, and James Comey, just to mention a few. I call them the American Corruptors. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, we're just sort of cruising, if you will, right now. And we're making some arrangements for actually interviews tomorrow, which will be hopefully really, really smashing. Okay, couple of things happening right now with this whole Bundy Ranch thing. We got the trials going on. Navarro is the judge. We're going to start covering that more so than ever before, because it's really starting to come, a lot of things coming to fruition with this Bundy Ranch incident. Now, we've been on this Bundy Ranch thing ever since it happened in 2014. We had a Liberty Tour. Gosh, the first Liberty Tour. Second Liberty Tour? First one. First Liberty Tour featured Clive and Bundy. In Reading. And then the second one, we flew him out. He came out and spoke two nights. It was a very, very impressive situation. And, it's now coming to fruition. Of course, Cliven is sitting in federal jail right now for that incident. He's there's so many people that have been on trial. We had the Oregon trial. Now that they were all acquitted. Now we had the recent trial with Navarro, who's a holdover and connect the dot, if you will, to Harry Reid, and we're going to be doing that for you. But it means much more so now than ever before, because we're seeing the breadth, if you will, of the corruption, the long list of corruptors out there, the American corruptors, I guess we can call them. Now listen. Okay, here we go again. Let's see how long it takes until mainstream media or mainstream radio, basically talk radio, picks up that terminology, the American corruptors. And they use people like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Robert Mueller and the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One. And, well, you can go into all the, Kate Brown, and Obama and Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, the American corruptors. Let's see how long that lasts out there. Maybe a week, you'll start hearing it go, hey, well, that Preston, he was right again. Strange way that we're right here on Agenda 21, probably because we use facts and we actually fact check. That's why we're not false news or fake news, as they call it. It drives people nuts. It drives me nuts. Why are we always right? That's because we suss it out, is the terminology. We suss it out. We check it out. We're discerning. How about that one? Anyway, so this is the situation that is developed. This is a big case. The Bundy thing is a much bigger case because of the extreme corruption that is being that's starting to unfold and unravel. And that is why the bottom line is when you have Robert Mueller, who came, who was appointed by an Obama holdover in the Justice Department to investigate, to be a special counsel to investigate the president, and this whole link between Russia, 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 and the campaign. Remember that? And so now you have Mueller, who's trying to, of course, bust people. He's looking for the ham sandwich conviction, or charging anyway, as connected to perhaps Russia, Russia, Russia. There's no Russia, Russia, Russia there. That's why they've gone to the globalists anyway. That's why they've gone to extremes now to avoid saying the Russian investigation by Robert Mueller. Because Robert Mueller is corrupted himself. And we said that there's long links to Robert Mueller to the Clinton Foundation. And we know that. Uranium One's a classic example of a well-known documented situation where it was Robert Mueller who was making deliveries and information about Uranium One to the Russians themselves. And we've got the dots connected there. WikiLeaks helps do that. So the American corruptors, as we're calling them, are starting to become more and more exposed, and you've got the special counsel who has got one of the American corruptors, Robert Mueller, who's a good friend of who? James Comey. Hello. Connect those dots. And Robert Mueller is going to get a little bit edgy about what's going on around him right now because, you see, this whole Bundy thing connects to that. Man, that's just, I'm sitting there going, where are you going, my man? It's all connected. And again, the pastiche that's going to develop from these dots being connected is going to blow your mind. I mean, it's going to blow your mind. And Jerry Brown, I don't know why I throw Jerry Brown's name out there. You know, the governor, El Presidente of California. How's he related? Oh, I don't know. It's amazing. Maybe Tim Steyer can answer that question. Here we go again. Just some more dots thrown at. I'm throwing more dots at you and see if you can catch those dots and connect them. See, they're just puzzle pieces to me on the desk. That's all. When you start throwing these things around on the table, I get it. I love solving puzzles. Because, you know, with a puzzle, you have to start from the back and work forward. Seriously, you have. I mean, when you get a book and you read the book, you know, to me, it's just might as well be on the tabletop a completed puzzle. And you look at it and go, wow, look at that. How neat. And then all of a sudden, you know, what you do when you start reading a book from the front to the back is you just take one piece. As you go through one page, you just take a piece of the puzzle and set it back in the box. And by the end of the book, you've got a blank slate in front of you. And the way I like to look at it is, look at all those puzzle pieces. Let's have fun putting those things together. And that's why I say, let's connect these dots. That's the way the logic system works with me. That's why we're not fake news, by the way. Which I get a chuckle out of fake news. Well, either that or they don't get what is said in the news. And so to some people, that's confusing. If you don't understand what they're saying in a news story, or if you can't discern the truth about something, then you got a problem. Or if you're eager to jump in with an opinion rather than listen to what the facts are, that can be a problem. Or if you don't take the time, like I said, with this show, you got to day in, day out, month in, month out, because we've got memory. Oh, boy, we've got memory. And we can use the memory chips, if you will. We can use those chips to say, okay, wait a minute, where are we going with these dots? Where are we going with those dots? So that's where we're at. Now, we're going to be bringing all this information out, and it's going to be very, very interesting. It's, like I said, it's going to blow your mind. I think last night when I first got this information, a couple days ago actually, we started sussing through it, and then it's a long videotape. If you go to our website and watch the videotape of Shauna Cox, but it's very real to us because we were experiencing. We've interviewed many of the people that they talk about on the videotape and so on. So it's kind of exciting in that sense, but it's also exciting from the standpoint that we're going to be able to help people out like we did in the first set of trials. We were very, very happy that our information that we developed, we turned over to the defense, and it worked. It absolutely worked. So anyway, that's what we're doing. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can get that information and get started anyway on the information that we're going to be bringing you tomorrow about what is really, truly going on. Now, WikiLeaks is still playing a big role and a big part in exposing what was going on with the Obama administration and currently with the Obama holdovers. And what we're experiencing right now, and you heard me say this, and this is playing into this discussion about Bundy and everybody else, is that the Clinton holdovers, which this judge in the Obama trial, the Obama holdovers, are still active. And they're still creating havoc, and they're going to continue to do so as long as they are in office. And we got to get them out in order to have an effective Trump presidency. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. In the first hour, you know, we had that chaos with Harvey, and we read off the news in the first part, and we were talking about, then we had Scott Cahill on, a little bit of chaos getting connected, bad weather or whatever, and we did a great job of pounding out some information about what's going on in Oroville and other things. Okay, but now we've got the information coming out about the Bundys and more of that. But there's another little big story out there, really, really, really big story, and I'm getting kind of prepped because Chris Greet's going to be joining us in the next hour. Okay. Korea. Yeah, the North Koreans shot off a missile, and it went over northerly direction. I guess you would say arcing its way. It went, I don't know, long distance. It flew over Japan, who's not happy. No, they put on the air raid sirens. They did all the things that they need to do to protect themselves. They didn't know what was going on. So this is now in play. This is what people are talking about and doing right now. Now, we got Ambassador Bolton we're going to hear from here in a second. And he's going to be talking about the military option on Korea. Listen, we're saying this. We're talking about this. This is stuff that's actually happening right now.
Responded with this statement saying, quote, threatening and destabilizing actions only increase the North Korea's regime's isolation in the region and among all the nations of the world. All options are on the table. So what does this firing mean amid the rising tensions? John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Fox's contributor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and chairman of the Gatestone Institute here in New York. Ambassador, it was a daring decision to violate the airspace of one of our strongest allies, Japan. So why is this type of launch now significant?
Well, I think it has several aspects to it. Number one, you'll recall a week, 10 days ago, there was some speculation that North Korea would launch one or more missiles toward U.S. bases on Guam. And they were told pretty clearly that that could provoke an American response. So instead, what they did is fire the missile in a different direction, overflying the Hokkaido Island in Japan, but demonstrating they could hit Guam. Now, this is not the first time one of their missiles has overflown Japan. First time was in 1998. The population of Japan really was outraged and forced North Korea to declare a moratorium on launch testing from the peninsula. Significance here is that's when they began very extensive ballistic missile work with Iran. Work that continues to this day. So we have here, I think, as clear a demonstration as you're going to get without actually hitting American or Japanese or South Korean territory. what this regime has in mind. And that's why the potential, the risk of having to use military means to deal with North Korea's threat is very much on the table. Not because we're eager to do it, but let's be clear what the responsibility of the United States government is. It's to protect United States citizens. And I think South Korea has signaled they understand the nature of this threat. They conducted a bombing run today near the demilitarized zone. The clear purpose of the exercise being to show they could hit the North Korean artillery just north of the DMZ that threatens the capital of South Korea's Seoul. So I think there's no misunderstanding in Japan, South Korea, or I hope in the United States, how grave this threat is.
Yeah, that's a sign then from South Korea and from President Moon to be more defiant and perhaps a little more aggressive when facing these type of attacks. But you raise a good point. This missile flew 1,700 miles. Guam is 2,114 miles from Pyongyang. And they had their threat to fire near Guam. And they were only 300 miles from Guam, potentially, if they did fire it in that direction. Do you think the president's actions, his fire and fury comments, as well as others, perhaps then dissuaded them from, you know, aiming toward Guam, but saying, hey, look, we can reach Guam almost, but we decided instead to hold back and fire it in another direction?
Yeah, I think they could have reached Guam. But, you know, honestly, firing at the territory of an American treaty ally shouldn't make us feel any better. I was and still am curious to note there does not appear to have been any effort by any missile defense systems, U.S. or Japanese or South Korean, to engage this missile. Now, that may be because we didn't have any that could have hit it. But this goes to what I think is increasingly going to be a conundrum for the United States and its allies. You see a ballistic missile on a North Korean launch pad. Perhaps in a year we would know that it could reach the United States. Are you going to bet what direction it's headed in? Are you going to bet it doesn't have a nuclear warhead under the nose cone in the reentry vehicle? Are you going to bet it's a peaceful satellite launch? Are you going to take action? Which is why I stress again, it's not warmongering to look at the military options sooner rather than later. Almost invariably, using it sooner would be less risky, less costly than giving North Korea more time to advance its capabilities.
Well, that certainly is one of the debates and the impact on that.
Okay, so military option on the table. On the table, and more so now because of the clamoring of Mr. Aung and the North Koreans. Are we going to go to war with them? That is really the big question right now. And we've got Chris Street coming on in the next hour, and we're going to try and answer that question for you because, you know, Chris has got the crystal ball, and he'll be pulling the crystal ball thing out on us. And it's very, very, I think, telling at this late time. Now, this is 2017, and it was 19 years ago that the Koreans first flew a rocket over Japan. Now, they've really improved since then. It's obvious. And will this improvement since then dictate what we're going to do militarily? I have a feeling it is. Anyway, stay with us. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back, and stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's heartbreaking information. I was reporting, apparently the report I was reading from earlier that was posted, that there was a family of four that drowned while they were trying to flee Harvey. Actually, that number is six, and I'm just so sorry I didn't get it right the first time, but it was that's what was reported to me, but we're finding out now it was actually a family of six that drowned while trying to flee Harvey. And, our hearts and prayers go out to everybody involved in that. It's just absolutely an amazing tragedy. And, of course, this is, I think back of February 12th and nearly when Oroville Dam almost came down, and the inundation that would have caught over 200,000, well, 188 to 200,000 people, that was the estimate, that was on the road, and would have turned out just exactly like this, would have inundated, and just how many people would have died from that. Just minutes away from the dam going down. It's a story that's still to be told, and we're going to tell it and make sure it's public out there so that we don't have these kind of reports that we have to report like we're doing right now about this family of six. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers with everybody going on right now in Texas and Louisiana and anybody who's being influenced by Hurricane Harvey. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're
Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.